Welcome, and thank you for listening to Grace Heritage Church Audio, Building a Household of Faith on a Foundation of Grace. Visit us online at graceheritage.org. Please stay tuned after the message for more information.
They need temporary housing. When they come between semesters, when they first arrive, their orientation is before the apartments open up mid-August. There's usually about 2 to 3 weeks that there is a massive shortage of housing for internationals in this town. These are some very practical, legitimate needs that you guys can meet. Friends, English, transportation, temporary housing. So I want you to wrestle with each other around the lunch tables today when you go home. What can I do? What can Grace Heritage do to be found faithful as God's people to meet the needs? God has already said that you are to provide for them. What can y'all do as a church and individually to meet their needs? We saw in Leviticus 19 and Leviticus 25 that you are to love the sojourner as your own family. Remember, the standard is if your brother becomes poor, you should treat him like you're already treating the internationals. Ouch, right? So what can you start doing to step up to start treating the international Auburn as if they were your own brother? And so the convicting question for me as I drive around Auburn, in our world of massive big homes here, why is it not the norm for believers to have internationals in their homes? Even if not living with you, why aren't you having internationals around your table for meals? We have big homes God's provided us, bigger than most of them will have in their home countries. Why do we never have internationals through that? Deuteronomy 16, we talked about they were included in the feast. So the question is, what internationals are you including in our feast? Here's the practical challenge. Christmas is around the corner, so to speak. What are you going to do to include internationals and Christmas with your family? The Jewish people were instructed to include the internationals in their feast. What better time of year for us to do outreach? One thing I did to try to encourage our people at Lakeview on this, we used to do big Christmas banquets at Lakeview. I canceled it a few years ago. I had some people really angry at me at Lakeview for canceling a big Christmas banquet. We've done it like 20 years, and I just canned it 1 year. And my reason was, for years I've been saying, would you please have internationals in your home at Christmas? There's no better chance to live your life with them than Christmas holidays. And what more opportunity to talk about the gospel? What's this? It's nativity. What's nativity? Let me tell you. You know, our houses are full of gospel witness everywhere at Christmas. But when I talk to people lately, they're like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just so busy. I have friends coming, family coming. But they were all doing this big banquet, so I just canceled the banquet 1 year. I'm like, you have no excuse. You have a day free now. They used to spend all day at the church getting ready. There's no banquet this year. Have them in your home. And that year, we had about 190 internationals in about 19 Americans' homes for Christmas. And it was phenomenal. Because, I mean, they were asking questions. We had a Muslim guy from Turkey in our house who pointed to me and said, can you tell me this story? Sure, I would love to tell you the story on this one. You know, I mean, the gospel conversation that happened at Christmas in our homes had been some of the most powerful witness we've had in the international community. The Iranians who will not come to church service will come to your home at Christmas to see what this Christmas celebration is all about. It doesn't have to be Christmas Day. What will you as Grace Heritage do, as the people of Grace Heritage do, to open up your nice big homes for the internationals here in Auburn? There are 1,000 internationals in Auburn, far from home, with nowhere to go, lonely during the holidays. We have a feast. Let's invite them in. Deuteronomy 31, they were told to teach the law to the foreigners. What can you do at Grace Heritage to teach the foreigners, the internationals, about God? It's great to do ESL. It's great to have them in your home at Christmas. But what are you going to do to move that to gospel witness? And I'm not saying go down the street corner and throw tracts at the Muslims they walk by. But what are you going to do to build relationships, to really meet their needs, to love them, to have them in your lives? And while you're doing that, to then couple that with gospel opportunities, to live out 1 Thessalonians 2:8, being so desirous we share with you the gospel and our own lives because you become dear to us. What can you do? What can Grace Heritage do to make that happen? And then the last question, Numbers 15, talks about welcoming the internationals into your assembly. Why are there no internationals here this morning? Not trying to be mean on that, but that's, you know, if God has brought 83 nations within walking distance of Grace Heritage, some of them live just down the street in this apartment complex over here near Kroger. You go up and down that road, get pretty well as Glen by Kroger, there's a ton of Hispanics. You go over to this apartment complex, there's some people from Puerto Rico over there, there's some Hispanics, there's some Indians down there. I mean, we pick them up for English every week. You have people who are within walking distance of your church campus. Where are the internationals in your assembly this morning? They're not just walk in here, but if you will get out to them and you will open up your lives and your homes to them and love on them and do the very thing that God told the people of Israel to do, I believe one day you'll see Grace Heritage with Chinese believers, Korean believers, how about believers from like Turkey and even Saudi Arabia standing in your midst, singing along together, I will glory in my Redeemer. What a beautiful picture of heaven is. It grieves me that the Sunday morning hour is the most segregated hour in America. You know, we get a little bit of grief at Lakeview because I'll have North American mission where he'll be like, so when are you going to plant a Korean church? I'm like, I'm not. When are you going to plant a Chinese church? I'm not. They're like, why? We need it. I'm like, no, we need integration here. And so we start ethnic communities on Friday nights, and we bring everyone together in corporate worship. We even have a translation booth now in the sanctuary, so for Chinese who can't speak English can put an earpiece in and sing alongside with Americans and know what's going on. You know, my dream is to see not only Lakeview but Grace Heritage and other churches in town become an integrated place to what looks like heaven, to where people from all different nations are singing to the Lord together, and it doesn't get easier. We don't have to go to Saudi Arabia and pick them up and bring them here. They're already here, and they're living just down the street from you. So let me challenge you over lunch today. Think about these different texts we were looking at from the Old Testament. How are the internationals wronged, willfully or unwillfully? What are the needs of them? And what can you and Grace Heritage do to meet these needs for friendship, for English, for transportation, for housing? How do you love internationals like you love yourself? And in your world of big homes, why don't we have them open to internationals? What about our feasts and celebrations? What can you do at Christmas this year to welcome internationals into your home, into your celebrations? How do you then, out of this context of those relationships, teach them about God? And what will it take to see Grace Heritage as a place to where these internationals that you've been loving on, that you've not discriminated against, that you've met their material needs of, that you've loved as if they were your own brother who was poor, that you have blessed, that you've taught the way to God, that you've invited into your celebrations, and come to find God to get a chance to offer the sacrifices of praise alongside you? Will you do what God required of people of Israel? Exactly. And if I can help with that, let me know. Trust me, we have hundreds of internationals we come in contact with who would jump at the chance to go have a meal. It doesn't have to be Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day. Sometime over the next month to get into your home. And it's also huge because they come from cultures of hospitality. We're not a culture of hospitality that we think we are because we're in the deep south. They come from cultures where you just show up at people's homes unannounced and you just share life. I got to tell you this one quick story. When Julia was on bed rest with Richard Josiah, our second born, when that was a complicated pregnancy, I was in our Sunday school class. And at the time, we've redone how we do Sunday mornings with internationals at Lakeview. But at the time, I was facilitating a multi-ethnic class of people from about four different African cultures. There were Nigerians and Kenyans and I don't even remember which other ones were. And there was a Chinese couple, and then there's a handful of Americans. It was a truly multi-ethnic class. And I just mentioned a prayer request. Y'all pray for Julia. She's really discouraged right now. And everyone's like, oh, we'll pray. And the Americans say, we'll pray. About 2 hours later, we're just sitting at home. I'm in my athletic shorts and T-shirt and just kind of crashing on stuff. And there's a knock at the door. Some of the African couples are like, we're here to encourage your wife. And they just come on in. I mean, unannounced. I mean, but this is their culture. They just share life together. Someone's down. Great. I'll be there in a few minutes. I mean, it's not like this world of like formal announcements, invitations. And they just came in. I was like, what a beautiful picture of what the church should be. They were so understood community in their culture. They did that. And so when you have the internationals in your home, you end up with all sorts of open doors to then be able to minister them. Carrie helped out with a picnic for some internationals with one of his with his English co-teacher, and with it, by the end of the day, you have an invitation to one of their homes, three invitations into their homes, because they come from hospitable cultures. And if you will just simply take the easy step of welcoming them into your home for a meal, you will have relational and gospel opportunities unlike anything else you've seen. It's so much easier than doing American evangelism, honestly, because they don't keep you at distance. You say, hey, I want, you know, what do you need? I need friends. Great, come over to my house. You know, I need English. I'll teach you English. Whatever. You bless them in the name of Jesus, and you raise your flag early that you love Jesus and you're doing it because you love him. You're going to have gospel opportunities easier than you've ever had anywhere else. So if we can help you with that, let me know. Brandon's your great, you know, contact guy as well on that. I know Joseph Ari's got a huge heart for that as well. I mean, I know some of you guys who already are passionate about these things. Don't miss the opportunity God's given you. God brought the nations to Israel, the voluntary come of the nations, so that they might learn to fear God. And God has brought the nations to us right here in Auburn. You know, I wonder why Auburn's international population is so small compared to other schools. Maybe it's because the Lord can't trust us with anymore. Honestly, we as evangelicals are fumbling the opportunity. We have 1,000 internationals on campus. How many gospel churches and gospel believers are in Auburn? And almost none of them are befriended by Christians. No wonder the Lord's not blessing us more. We've got to step up as the churches in Auburn and reach them. And if I can help y'all with that, let me know. I want to pray for you guys, and then I don't know how you want to end out Sunday school. So, Father, we are grateful for this time together this morning. Lord, I'm grateful that in your sovereign plans, you've not only told us to go to the nations, but God, you brought the nations to us like you did to Israel, that they might learn to fear you. So, God, would you give us grace? Would you give me grace personally? Would you give us grace at Lakeview? Would you give my brothers and sisters here grace, and as well grace collectively as Grace Heritage, to welcome the nations? Father, to not miss the incredible opportunity we have of people from Buddhist backgrounds and Muslim backgrounds and atheistic backgrounds and Lord, all these different backgrounds of all over the world who are right here in our midst, who are willing to talk about the gospel. if we'll just reach out to them. So God, I pray this year for all these friends here. God, I pray that this Christmas season be a Christmas season not just of time with our family and friends, but God, you give us all just a passion to make you known among the nations. And out of that, I pray that many relationships will form to where next time I come to Grace Heritage, we'll see international believers worshiping alongside us. So would you give us grace to accomplish these things for the furtherance of your kingdom and for your name being known among the nations, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless y'all. Y'all have a great Sunday afternoon, and I think you're dismissed.
Thank you for listening. Grace Heritage Church meets in Auburn, Alabama. Services are held at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday morning at 1345 Annaloo Drive.